Getting up close and personal with some of the largest creatures in the ocean to hear them sing is just part of the job at McGilvray Freeman Films. Humpback Whales 3D is opening at the Tennessee Aquarium's IMAX Theater Friday, March 6th. I'm speaking with an avid fan of the ocean about his personal experience seeing these 50-ton marine mammals. Humpback Whales 3D is opening at the IMAX Theater downtown here in Chattanooga. And Tom Benson from the Tennessee Aquarium has actually been doing a little whale watching of his own in the past.
I've been very fortunate, Rabbit. I've had a couple of experiences. My brother used to live in Fairbanks, Alaska. And so on a couple of trips to visit him, we ended up down in Homer, Alaska. And there's a lot of fishing charters and sightseeing cruises that you can take out of Homer. And on a fishing charter, the very first time we were out halibut fishing, and you know, you could see the spray from them off in the distance. And as we moved around to different locations to go fishing, we were lucky enough to get close enough to some where we saw them bubble netting and feeding from below. And the second trip to Alaska, there was some really stormy weather, and I was kind of surprised that they took us out. This was a 54-foot boat, and on every other wave, the props were coming out of the water. And but what happened then was the location that all of these fishing boats were kind of anchored up in a protected cove sort of from the wind and the waves was also where all of the feeding action was taking place. So there were seabirds overhead. The fish down below were, you know, having a feast on whatever school of the fish were down there. And there were humpback whales that were literally going underneath our boat. And the water was clear enough that we could observe them from above. It was a little bit unnerving because, you know, these animals are 55 to at times 60 feet in length. They weigh, you know, tons and tons. So, you know, when you're in a 54-foot boat and you have a fish or, you know, when you have an animal passing underneath you that's bigger than the boat, it, you know, makes you a little nervous. But it was really fantastic. My father-in-law at the time had a shoulder injury, so he couldn't enjoy the fishing, but he had such a great time watching the whales. And off in the distance, we were fortunate enough to see one breach that particular trip. And then years later, on an aquarium member trip to Antarctica, we had the great fortune to observe and take pictures and videotape humpback whales feeding on krill. And in the Southern Ocean, the krill can be so thick that the water is just, you know, almost murky from all these tiny shrimp-like creatures. And so one of the ways that humpback whales feed in the Southern Ocean is to just go along like combines with their mouths open and just scoop up all the krill. And so I have these beautiful pictures of three humpback whales, fin to fin, almost like shoulder to shoulder, moving across the top of the water, just, you know, skimming up tons and tons of krill. We got close enough where we had some beautiful pictures of their blowholes, and humpback whales, kind of like we have, they have two nostrils. And that was the first I realized that humpback whales, you know, had two nostrils because we were able to get that close and see that. And we also got some great pictures of the underside of the fluke as they were diving back down. You know, they kind of, and this is where humpback whales get their name, they kind of hump over and make those dives down. And then the tail kind of slowly comes up and you see that fluke. And one of the things I learned on that trip also was researchers use a lot of tourist photos. You can actually submit them online and they compare those with known photos of specific whales. And so kind of like fingerprints, the underside of flukes are unique to each whale. So people who have the opportunity to do whale watching in the wild, if they get those pictures, submit them online because that actually helps advance the science and helps these researchers track these whales.
One of the reasons that you can book a vacation and go whale watching is because they have some pretty set migratory routes that they follow every year.
Absolutely. Humpback whales tend to spend their times closer to the poles during what would be in either hemisphere, the summertime, and that's when they're feeding. And then they move closer to the equator during their breeding season. And so in the film Humpback Whales 3D, you'll actually see the migration that takes place from Alaska all the way to Hawaii. And they've tracked these whales, and they've noted that the whales pretty much make a beeline from their feeding ground to their breeding grounds. And they migrate some 5,000 to 6,000 miles in one direction. So these round trips are pretty remarkable, up to 10 to maybe 12,000 miles round trips. They're amazing animals. Of course, Part of the humpback whale story is we almost lost these animals. You know, the whaling industry, as technology advanced, they were able to, you know, slaughter more and more of these whales. And by 1960, their numbers were down 90%. These whales, the estimates at that time, I think, was less than 20,000 animals. And once protection measures were put in place, these whales have made a slow but rather remarkable recovery. And you'll learn about that while watching the film. It's interesting, too, that perhaps if we had not heard humpback whales singing, they might have been hunted to extinction, because it was really when people realized that these are very special, intelligent animals that do these amazing things, that have long lives like us. They raise their offspring for a long period of time. They live in family units. And so I think that they kind of sung their way into our hearts. And to me, you know, I've been, as a kid, I've always been in love with whales, having the great fortune to see them in the wild. And a lot of people might not have that opportunity. This is a really cool way to get up close and personal to some humpback whales in a very special film at IMAX.
Now, the songs of the whales, they're pretty famous for that. And there was a period of time in the late 60s and early 70s when it became all the rage to actually listen to humpback whales. There are websites right now where you can listen to them live. They have monitoring equipment in the oceans, and during the migratory season when they're coming past, there's a place in Hawaii that does that during the breeding season. And you can hear the songs just live from
Absolutely.
The ocean. It's amazing to hear.
It is, and it's one of those things that's kind of on my bucket list. I would love to be, you know, sometime in Hawaii, either snorkeling or scuba diving. And even if I wouldn't be in close proximity, it would just be wonderful to be underwater and to be able to hear those songs, because sound travels farther and faster underwater than it does through air. And so from great distances, you can hear these whale songs, even if you weren't up close and personal with the whales. So researchers still don't completely understand whale songs. They're trying to figure that out. We know that they can last up to 20 minutes. We know that they repeat. We know that only the males tend to do these long songs, standing on their heads with their flukes closer to the surface. And researchers think that they're doing this to attract mates, or maybe just to stake out territories and say, hey, I'm here and this is my territory and I'm looking for any females that were available and, you know, want to get together. But they also do a lot of communicating, and we know that whales have a really good sense of hearing, especially at low frequency. So there's a lot of calling and grunting and groaning that happens throughout the year, not just in the breeding season when they tend to sing more. So again, if you happen to be snorkeling and in areas in between, it could be that you're off the Pacific Northwest coast and you're in the water, it's possible that as whales are passing by, you would hear them communicating. We also understand that they do a lot of communicating when they're bubble feeding. So they're kind of talking to one another. And the bubble feeding is really pretty spectacular behavior in itself, where the whales swim in kind of spirals. If you've seen scuba divers, or if you are a diver, you know that when you exhale underwater, as those bubbles approach the surface, as they're rising, they continue to expand. And so what the whales are doing is kind of creating these bubble cages or bubble nets, releasing the bubbles that continue to grow. And they have some that are calling to kind of herd the fish into the middle. The others are blowing the bubbles. And then they take turns moving up from below with their mouths open and scooping up tons of fish and water, and then using that baleen to strain the water and capture the fish or krill. It's amazing behavior. You're going to see that really up close and personal in this film.
It opens March 6th and will play through?
We'll have this through the summer. So it's, you know, there's a lot of opportunities to come see this film. And I honestly believe that this is going to be one of those films that you're going to want to see more than once. Again, because of the opportunity to get so up close and personal, there are some wonderful scenes with a mother humpback and her calf, and the filmmakers were able to get very close to them. You're going to see that eye get really close to the eye, and I think there's something special about that when those big animals are looking you right in the eye. Again, when you have the opportunity to kind of see them rolling over in the water and they're kind of looking up at you, you know that you've made a connection with that animal. And I think that people are going to have that feeling that I'm in the water, I'm hearing the songs, I'm seeing them, I'm looking them in the eye, and they're looking me in the eye. And the 3D experience is going to be spectacular.
Humpback Whales 3D opens at the IMAX Theater Friday, March 6th. You can find more information online at TennesseeAquarium.com. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.